East County needs blood, boxing, and a business loan vote. The most time-sensitive call to action in East County Tuesday is a blood donation drive running from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the SDCCU branch at 286 Town Center Parkway in Santee. Organizers describe local blood inventories as extremely low ahead of Labor Day weekend, a period that historically drives elevated trauma care demand. Eligible donors receive a SeaWorld Howlow Scream ticket while supplies last. A new health resource has arrived for the Parkinson's disease community. Rock Steady Boxing has opened at Wise Owl Fit at 9225 Carlton Hills Boulevard, Suite 28, in Santee. The non-contact boxing-based exercise program is designed specifically for people living with Parkinson's, and the Santee location is described as East County's first Rock Steady Boxing affiliate, reducing the distance families previously had to travel to access similar programming in central San Diego. The San Diego County Board of Supervisors is also scheduled Tuesday to consider a $300,000 proposal establishing a revolving loan fund for small businesses in East County, including Santee. The vote would represent a genuine policy step forward, though the reporting available before the meeting does not specify an administering organization, eligibility criteria, loan sizes, interest terms, or an application timeline. The details that determine whether a well-intentioned fund becomes an accessible tool for an independent contractor or a family-owned restaurant. Drivers in the area should note active concrete repair work on Lake Hill Road running through September 15th, with operations from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on weekdays and localized parking and access impacts. The Cuyamaca Street slurry seal work scheduled for August 29th and 30th should be outside its closure window, but the city notes that restriping typically follows resurfacing within 7 to 14 days, meaning drivers on Cuyamaca and Mast Boulevard may still encounter follow-up marking work. From the sheriff's log, an auto theft investigation in Alpine on August 27th resulted in one arrest and a pursuit of a second suspect. A fraud arrest was recorded in Lemon Grove on August 26th involving a suspect allegedly targeting distracted victims.